John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on CBS Audio Network. I'm joined by Gregory Copley, a defense and foreign affairs editor and publisher, to help me unpack these mysteries that come across the transom. And the most recent mystery is a large number of admirals, former admirals of the Turkish Navy, are protesting the Erdogan government, the all-powerful strongman. Gregory reports to me that 10 former admirals have been detained. Gregory, is this about Erdogan's grab for power? Because that's an old story. Is this about Erdogan's posture towards the Eastern Mediterranean states that are working together, quite separate from Turkey? That would be Cyprus, Greece, Israel, and I believe France has been involved there. Or is this about Erdogan's reach into Libya? What explains this sudden brave stance by former admirals who are aware that they can be imprisoned?
Yes, in fact, it's much more than the current issues, if you like. Secondly, it's as with the quote coup attempt in Jordan, we see that President Erdogan of Turkey likes to call everything, every opposition to him, a coup attempt or a coup-like attempt. But these 104 were admirals, in fact, signed a statement which was nothing to do with the normal, if you like, the normal regional politics. It was to do with the 1936 Montreux Treaty. The Montreux Treaty governs the passage of civil and naval vessels through the Bosphorus from the Black Sea into the Mediterranean. Now, what has been emerging since 2009 in Turkey has been this idea to build a new canal, the Canal Istanbul, which would come down from the European side of the Black Sea and go link through to the Sea of Marmara via Istanbul. So that's all very well. It gives, if you like, Turkey its own Suez Canal, Panama Canal type of project, which would enable a lot more shipping to go between the Black Sea and the Mediterranean through this, as well as through the Bosphorus. Now, a very expensive project. We don't even know whether Turkey can really afford it, although what Erdogan does is just print money. But the interesting thing is that the Canal Istanbul would allow ships to transit between the Mediterranean and the Black Sea without passing through that part of the straits which are covered by the Montreux Treaty. Now, the Montreux Treaty was extremely good for Turkey because it gave Turkey absolute control, particularly over naval traffic going in and out of the Black Sea. That meant Russian naval traffic. Now, most of these admirals say, well, if you nullify the Montreux Treaty, then what you are doing is basically saying that Turkey does not have the right of veto over naval traffic in times of war by Russia from the Black Sea into the Mediterranean. So these admirals, on a point of principle, said, we've got a great treaty, so let's find a way not to vitiate that 1936 Montreux Convention. And as with all things with Erdogan, if his vision and dream is challenged, he just puts people in jail. And that's how much of a democracy Turkey is these days. So basically, he got all the arms of government to agree to this, and including he arrested admirals who have been extremely loyal to him in many respects, including Admiral Cem Gürdeniz, was the architect of Turkey's Blue Homeland Doctrine in recent years, which basically gave Erdogan his ability to posture a Turkish claim to large sections of the Mediterranean and Aegean seas, and therefore to their undersea energy resources, which, of course, goes very much against the interests of Greece and Cyprus and for that matter, Egypt and Israel.
And Egypt here, you mentioned Egypt as part of the matrix of the Eastern Mediterranean. Is Egypt at odds with Turkey's ambitions, especially in Libya, but in the Eastern Mediterranean? Egypt is wary always that Turkey is the refuge for the Muslim brothers who fled when President Sisi took power. I'm asking this only because it gets so complicated. My scorecard is marked up here, and I'm drawing arrows in all directions. Is Ankara now arresting admirals who are sympathetic to Egypt's position or sympathetic to Ankara, and Erdogan is just abusing his own patriots. We have about a minute to go.
Right. Erdogan is abusing his own patriots because this has nothing to do with Egypt in that regard. But Egypt has got in such bad economic shape, and it has been fighting a war against Turkey in the Mediterranean on the undersea resources and on Libya. At the same time as President Sisi has been mounting an increasing war against Ethiopia, the Nile water issue, and basically Egypt cannot afford to fight wars on two fronts at this stage. So President Sisi has reached a compromise agreement with Turkey, not only on the governance of Libya, which is not entirely satisfactory to either Turkey or Egypt, and on the access to Mediterranean undersea resources based on an agreement recently signed between the old Libyan government and the Turkish government. So basically, Sisi has been forced into a compromise with Turkey so that he has some flexibility in his negotiations over the grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam and the Blue Nile water flow.
So let me take another minute then to wander into this tangle, because the Biden administration is fresh to all of this. Does the Biden administration support Sisi in his efforts to oppose Turkey? Does the Biden administration support Turkey in their wish to support Abdullah? Does the Biden administration have a position on Abdullah's fragility? Is all that unknown, Gregory, or is the Biden administration establishing policies in all these contravening capitals?
Well, the Biden administration is definitely trying to buy its way back into good favor with Cairo.
I see.
And with Turkey as well. So that's the great compromise there. The reality is that Cairo, while it's happy to be friendly with Washington, and is happy to get Washington to weigh in and support it on the Nile waters issue, but Cairo is going to give nothing to Washington. Cairo needs money. The only people giving Cairo money these days are not the Saudis or the UAE, because they've stopped. It's the People's Republic of China.
Enter the Communist Party of China. Yes, of course. Right there at the end of the melodrama. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. The coup, in quotes, attempt in Amman, triggers all of these rivalries. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.